WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Claire Morning Show. Beer Game Bacon Bits, beautiful people. I tell you, whenever folks hit town, they got to stop through the village and connect us with the tribes across the country, because that's what they do. I am in the presence of greatness. Well, hello, Q Allen King.
Hey, Miss Poet, how you doing?
About time you got here.
Oh, my goodness.
I told y'all.
DC traffic, man, y'all can't drive on it. It's crazy.
Okay, see, we're not going to get into that. That's not why you here. We're here to talk about, can a woman raise a man?
Yes. Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
How you know?
Well, I mean, my mama did it for me. Look at me. I came out all right.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure we were very clear about this. I'm excited. We got one weekend at the Lincoln Theater.
Yes.
One show on Friday the 27th, one on Saturday the 28th, and two on Sunday the 29th.
Correct, yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah, because I'm hitting this play up.
Okay.
My brother is also a walking testimony of what a woman can do.
So you know about it. You know about it.
Actually, I've been a fan for quite a while. You were actually finishing, I want to say, the book of the series back in 2016.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. You're making me blush, Paul.
We Raise Kings.
Yeah.
So I am an avid reader. I read a little smut, but then I also believe in planting seeds that make you better.
Yeah.
I grew up in foster care, but I mentor kids.
Wow.
So being able to share your growth, your story, and the things that you learned about you through this book series.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to get with this play? Like, I know it's based off the book, but give me some tea.
Actually, the play is really different, because the book really just goes into ideas, principles, and concepts. This, I created these characters.
Okay.
Based off, so you got G-Mama, you got Auntie, you got the Bishop, you got...
I like the village.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's crazy, and I tell this incredible story, and it's really at the core. I know it says Can a Woman Raise a Man, but it's really the story of me and my father, who was on substance abuse, left our home, et cetera, we reunited. I tried to kill him one time. That was a whole other story.
Oh.
But so just imagine where that relationship was, and how literally God himself has put that relationship back together and restored me. I was homeless, Poet, believe it or not, when I wrote this book. I had got divorced, lost everything, had turned to alcohol heavy, was trying to put coke up my nose. It was crazy. And God began to really just put me back together through the cathartic writing of this piece. I would sneak into the computer lab of this abandoned apartment where I lived. It wasn't my place, but I lived there. And I wrote this book in about 10 days, and the book took off. And then from there, we got the play, and then we became the first black play to ever have a residency in Las Vegas. I'm actually in the Walker Museum of African American History, and so that was a great achievement. I brought you a picture of the cast and all that good stuff. And now we're here in D.C. doing a historic Lincoln Theater. We just continue making history here with incredible Poet. Her hair is off the chain, y'all. If y'all can see this hair, it's just incredible. It's off the chain.
I want to tell you thank you. I think nowadays people should be sharing the ups, the downs, the lows. We celebrate and filter the highs.
Yes.
So in hearing your story, eight months ago, I didn't know where I was going to live. I had to take a job because I had gotten laid off here.
Wow.
And I ended up taking a job that was half my salary here, but all my bills were the same.
Yes.
Lost my car, and I just was like, okay, God, this you showing off, but I'm not sure what we're showing for. And now here I sit a year later with the number one midday show in a top seven market.
Yes.
Thankful for the people that have all these options, Spotify, Tidal, whatever, but you still choose to listen to me because whatever my purpose is, God allows me to plant seeds here.
Come on, yes.
So I'm thankful for you walking in your purpose because you didn't have to.
Wow.
You could have fell down with all the things you were trying to put in all the orifices and it didn't work.
Right.
So thank you for being willing to be a walking testimony.
Thank you very much.
What are you hoping that people walk away with when they go to this play?
Our mantra, and I have Miss Sylvia Tramore here, who's our PR specialist. She's the first, believe it or not, black writer for Saturday Night Live, and just the first black impressionist in the country. She's been awarded with those. So we have an incredible team. I have Ron over here, who's our connect to Ben Chilibo, but known heavy in the entertainment industry. The reason why I'm here, I'm after the men. I'm coming for your son, your daddy, your dad. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to come and reach the men. And I have all experiences, been to jail, back and forth, all this, whatever. But I know the power of how you can turn your pain into purpose. And I always tell my staff that pain is just power waiting to be transformed. What are you going to do with the pain? You're going to let it eat you up, eat you alive, or you're going to do something with it? So I took that pain, and now we're reaching the country, we're reaching the culture, we're reaching the nation. So when you come see Can a Woman Raise a Man, July 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Lincoln, you're going to get hope, health, and healing. And you're going to laugh, you're going to cry. I got some singing, I got some hip-hop in there. It's bananas. The boy can write. I'm telling you, he can do that.
That you've heard all of this, I know what you're thinking. How are you going to get tickets? Well, it helps if you call 18 right now, 877-955-5267. Got two tickets for you to check out the phenomenal historic, because I'm going to call it historic.
Yes!
Because finally somebody reaching out to my kings and princes. I don't think men understand the role you play in us black women being as dope and as great as we are.
Come on.
So caller 18, right now, I want to put you in the building. He has to go other places. You know, I'm an equal opportunist. I know they will always stop here first in the village, but I want him everywhere in D.C. so everyone can hear your
Paul,
story.
Paul, let me say this. You could bring your husband, your boyfriend. There's no male bashing in this situation. Matter of fact, I present the other perspective. There's two sides. No, five sides to every story. So in the story, you're going to hear the other side of the men. There's many fathers out there who want to be there. Or like my dad. My dad told me, he said, man, I was in the trap house getting high, and I thought about you and your sister, and that's what changed my life, and he transformed and came out. So let's hear the other side. So you can bring your man, bring your husband. It's going to be cool. It's gonna be. I ain't going to beat you up, fellas. Y'all can come out and see the play. It's going to be crazy. Can a woman raise a man?
Caller 18, where you at? Midday Shenanigans on WPGC 95.5.